producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yes, you are.
That's the Doug Steffen Day program, raining help and goodness across the country, across the what is the rush call it, the fruited plains, or the washed out plains, or
sounds
wherever
like yogurt.
Yes, what? Plain yogurt.
Fruited.
Yeah, yeah. Fruited on the bottom.
I've got blueberries in my yogurt this morning. Thank you very much. Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler here as we wrap up the week with a quote of the day coming from the president and CEO of Volkswagen America, who was in front of Congress yesterday.
What's his name, Dougie?
His name is Michael Horn.
So creepy. It's my dad's name.
He said, "I don't sleep at night." Congress grilling him about the cheating on emissions tests like it was some kind of naive schoolboy.
Yeah, kind of foolish. You know what? There's so many restrictions by the government. I mean, look, I'm not going to be really sad for corporate America here, but
corporate Germany.
Why?
Either of those two things. Yes, please, Ms. Horn, go on.
But you know what? I mean, you are under so much pressure to reach certain numbers,
yep.
And you're under so much government pressure,
yep,
to do it in a certain way.
Yep.
And all you're trying to do is to make your job, you know, to do a good job and,
yep,
make everybody happy and to appease everybody.
Yep.
And then you have to go and sit in front of Congress and get grilled about your poor
decision making. By a bunch of phony balonies.
Who are just as bad at decision making than you are.
Here would be my testimony in front of Congress. Bite me.
Right. Yeah, but that's not what happened in this case. They spent a lot of money making something that didn't work, and then instead of fixing it, they thought, you know, it'd be easier.
Yeah, but fixing it would have cost money.
I don't think they can fix it at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think they have the technology to fix it.
Yeah. The definition of didn't work, Ken, was meeting the standards of the United States government, which were
over the top.
Yeah, not reachable in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's why they had to change.
They should have stood up. If Kenny's right, they should have just stood up and said, should the owner, the people who ran General Motors, they don't have any diesel cars. They got plenty of diesel trucks, and they haven't been able to meet these standards. Look at the Ford engine that was a complete disaster through the mid-2000s, from 2002 to 2009. They couldn't sell a truck that the engine would stay together for longer than 60,000 miles because they're trying to meet these standards, and they can't. Same thing with the Silverado pickup truck. Finally, the Duramax engine is probably the best. Well, it was until Dodge redid the Cummings engine. But they can't meet these standards, and when you probe into all of these engines, BMW, Mercedes, you name it, they're going to find the same software.
Yeah.
That's why they can't really push these people over the cliff.
I think it's so great, though.
Well,
I think it's hysterical. We can't meet your standards, but we can beat them by cheating.
Yeah. So there.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. This today is World Health Day, World Mental Health Day. I got to make sure.
This weekend, actually.
It was all weekend. That's good. I think it deserves a weekend. So in a moment, we're going to talk
to Lexapro.
What are you drinking? What are you?
Nothing to see here. Keep it right there.
Anyway, Dr. David Sack is the chief medical officer of Elements Behavioral Health, which is aimed at addiction treatment programs. That's one of the big problems that we have in our country. My son is involved in this work, and I will share some of his experiences, and I'm sure Dr. Sack will share his experiences. How do we put all of these together and make our world, our country, our community, our family healthier. Mental health is every single bit as important as physical health.
And addiction.
Maybe more, actually.
And people, that's right, they get addicted to things. Look at John Stamos.
Be it sugar or alcohol or drugs.
Yeah. Well, then people self-medicate. When there's something going wrong in your brain, you medicate with other things.
All right, I'm going to pause for a moment and have some chocolate, and when we come back, we'll have Dr. Sack tell me what's wrong with me and perhaps you. This is Good Day at 12 past the hour.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Rich, Kenny, and I have Dr. David Sack here. As I was explaining a few minutes ago, he's the chief medical officer of Elements Behavioral Health, which is an addiction treatment program that is located in Los Angeles. I'm wondering, Dr. Sack, if, and as I see you are connected to UCLA, my son is involved in addiction treatment programs, working with several professionals in Los Angeles area. He does something that's pretty unusual, but yet there ought to probably be more of the people like him and you focusing on mental health. So we have this weekend aimed at mental health. How much of our problem comes from the fact that people abuse themselves with various substances?
Well, you know, Doug, this is a very widespread problem. If you count both drugs and alcohol, then probably 40 million Americans' lifetime will have a problem. You know, about 15 million people lifetime will have a problem with drugs. So this is something where everybody knows someone, and if they don't know why they're behaving oddly, then there's a good chance drugs or alcohol are involved. So it's something that your neighbors, your cousins, your friends, it's out there.
So what is the basic psychological reason that people become dependent on things that are bad for them?
Well, you know, not all people are equally susceptible to drugs or to the, even to the same drugs. So part of the difference is that there does seem to be a genetic factor that renders someone more likely to become addicted to drugs. And so we see that, for instance, even with cigarettes, that even though 80% of, let's say, high school kids try smoking, only about 1 in 7 actually becomes an addicted smoker. So there's a range of vulnerabilities. The other thing that can contribute is medical problems. We know that people who have certain medical problems, particularly chronic pain, are much more likely to develop a drug dependency, for instance, to pain medicines than the regular population.
All right. Let's talk about the insidiousness, though, and I want to focus on the problem, but getting there, the fact that McDonald's laces their fries with sugar to get you addicted. There are other things other than tobacco products. Some things in certain pills we become addicted to. This is such a broad opportunity, and I put that in quotation marks, for people to get hooked on you name it. Yes?
So the way to, you're absolutely right, Doug, and the way to think about it is that we only have one reward center in the brain, and that's the main sort of central organ is something called the nucleus accumbens, and the purpose of that is to help us survive. So in order to survive, people need food, they need salt, they need water, for the species to survive, they need sex, and all of these rewards work by stimulating the nucleus accumbens. And when you look at how people become addicted, in order for the addiction to take place, there has to be a connection between the process or the drug and this reward center. So in the case of French fries, you know, sugar is one thing, but salt is the other. And our food scientists have learned how to manufacture food that is very addicting for us.
All right. So there's a plan that's been, I don't mean to make this a political rally. It's not aimed at being political, but the plan that Mrs. Clinton has put forth to treat addiction in our country, a $10 billion plan tackling drug, alcohol addiction in our country, it seems to be getting worse and worse. What bothers me is that if we spend $10 billion to try to tackle it, we've had the useless war on drugs. We've spent hundreds of billions of dollars and haven't done a damn thing. Because, and the other side, the government is funding these farmers still in some areas to grow things like tobacco. I mean, we have such an oxymoronic, ridiculous reality here. I wonder if you can make any sense of it.
So I think that one thing to understand is that for the last 30, 40 years, treatment for substance abuse and addiction has been systematically discriminated against. Mm-hmm. And insurers and self-employed companies were allowed to have one set of rules for how much they were going to pay for medical disorders and then another set of rules for addictions because they were seen as somehow self-inflicted. So with the federal parity law that essentially says, you know, that you have to have equal coverage, that if you provide a benefit to people with any kind of mental condition, then it has to be equal to the benefits you're providing for medical. So there are improvements that are occurring, but because there has been such a gap, there is a need for more treatment money. And many people who have problems with drugs or alcohol are underinsured because they've had gaps in their work history. They frequently don't qualify for Medicaid. And so there is a need, if we're going to tackle this problem, to provide more treatment than has generally been available.
Well, there's another thing, the elephant in the room, and unfortunately we don't have time to talk about it, is what's going on with these certain young men who are so mentally deranged that they're able to get guns. They come across as being okay, they get guns, and they do unspeakable things, as has again been repeated today. Something has to be done about that, and our whole attitude toward mental health. So I congratulate those who will participate in World Mental Health Day, which is tomorrow, October the 10th. Dr. David Sack with us here on Good Day.
We use mobile. mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three.
Like, there's something about that that gives me the biggest kick. 23 and change, almost 24 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Time for our My Three Songs Daily Contest. We are going to play for you one, two, three, easy as you and me. No, that's not what we're going to play. We have three different songs, different artists that have a theme to them. You figure it out, please, and you'll call us at 888-302-3684 to win the contest. Let's see, the first song of the contest, Richie, comes from George Jones. Big hit from 1992 around this time of year.
George Jones. You don't even need to hear the rest.
No. Listen in. Don't be giving things away, Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
George Jones had an amazing lineup for this song. Came from, Garth Brooks was on the song. Vince Gill, Alan Jackson all helped put this song together. Even though there was a lot of talent on it, none of the singles from this album did very well on the charts. Jones railed against country radio, their refusal to play some of the older artists, and he was right about that. Unfortunately, he didn't enjoy much success after that. Shows the power of radio. All right, next song on the list of three comes from Lovin' Kisses. Thank God! Disco time. This week in 1978, number one disco charted song, Thank God It's Friday, featured in a movie soundtrack that included Diana Ross, Donna Summer, and Commodores. Movie featured the first performance by Deborah Winger and one of the first performances by Jeff Goldblum. How about them apples? That's number two on our list. Finally, Friday, George Jones. Thank God It's Friday by Lovin' Kisses. This is Loverboy, Jen Jen.
Yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend. All right, everybody's got this now. Loverboy. Come on, Richie.
Love this band.
Hit in the early 80s.
Love this band.
song number one during this week in 1982, in fact. The song was also big in Canada, as well as Australia and New Zealand.
There it was called Working for the Weekend A.
Hey.
Hey? Shrimp on the Barbie A.
Hey. PH1 named this one of the greatest songs of the 80s.
Yeah, it was huge.
All right, crank it up, Richie, then. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Bum, 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 bum. 17 years old, me and my guitar, my judgment, making my neighbors angry on this one.
Yeah. I thought that you were making your angry, your neighbors angry with it.
Shut
now.
That thing off.
Everybody. All right, go back to the George Jones song, Richie. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Give him a little credit. Didn't he die like a few months ago, George Jones?
A couple years ago.
It's
been that long?
Time flies.
When you're having fun. Finally Friday. All right, let's find Kathy, who's in Kentucky. Hi there, Kathy. You're in Berea, right?
Yes.
How do you do?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never. Well, it's my pleasure to have you on the Good Day program. What? Let's start with a contest. What do these three songs have in common?
How about Friday?
It's the weekend. Thank God it's Friday. This always sounds like Barry White, doesn't it?
It does in the beginning.
Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you doing for the weekend, Kathy?
Probably nothing.
No, why not?
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Resting.
You're resting? Why are you resting? What have you done to make yourself tired? What do you do?
Working.
What do you do for work?
Medical.
Medical.
Yep.
Like a nurse, you mean?
Medical field, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Silly. She's working for the weekend.
She's working for the weekend.
She wants a piece of your heart.
All right, we'll make sure that you get your weekend rewarded here, Kathy. Hold on just a second. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, your household should include a disaster kit for your animals as part of your overall disaster planning. The kit should include leashes for both dogs and cats, a health record of your pet's vaccination history, your veterinarian's number and address in case of emergency. You should have food and water put aside for at least 7 days. Plan on 1 gallon of water for each day for a medium-sized dog, about a quarter day for a small dog or a cat. Food should be in sealed, watertight containers and should be rotated to keep them fresh. Carriers for small animals should be readily available. And this is important. Current photographs. We don't take enough pictures of our dogs and cats. Current photographs can make the difference between finding your pet or losing your pet. Include a list of friends, kennels, and veterinarians that your pet can stay with during a disaster. First aid kit, blankets, towels, manual can opener, food and water bowls for dogs and cats, plastic bags to clean up, a supply of litter. In other words, the bottom line is make sure that when you plan for your own disaster leaving, make sure you're planning for your pets as well. It can make all the difference between life and death. I'm Warren Eckstein.
According to a Disney survey, more than two-thirds of parents wish they could spend more time with their kids. The fall is the perfect time for a family getaway, especially a road trip. But how to make sure the family is safe in the car? Parenting expert Nicole Feliciano has you covered.
Home by Verizon helps predict potential vehicle issues, prevent breakdowns, and protect drivers when problems do arise. Through pinpoint roadside assistance, an ASE-certified mechanics hotline, and near real-time vehicle diagnostics.
Safety in check. But what about staying healthy in cooler weather?
Colds are no match for coldies. Their classic cherry lozenges ease your cold, and the quick melts provide flu relief. Coldies is the number one pharmacist-recommended brand, and it's my number one as a mom, too.
Or avoid the cold weather altogether.
Florida is my pick for a fall getaway, and the warm weather and white beaches in Sarasota get me every time. Perfect for mom and dad, but also a chance for the kids to build sandcastles and head to a fall festival.
More on successful family fun at videopump.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Frequently in the weekends would last longer, and Mondays would be a little slower to come upon us.
Yeah.
You know how that works?
Dougie, you're always right.
Good day. I know I am. Thank you very much. I think, who was it that said that? John McCain. Doug, you're always right. 33 and change after the hour on the Doug Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The story, the GOP with its existential crisis of sorts. Last month, you'll remember how Speaker Boehner said that he had had enough. Everybody thought Representative Kevin McCarthy would take his place. Not so fast!
Uh-oh.
No, but Kevin has abandoned his bid to be Speaker of the House because he made the mistake of telling the truth. All those Benghazi hearings were conducted for the sole purpose of embarrassing Hillary Clinton. But wait!
I don't think that's true.
Is there something else brewing here, subsurface, that he will not fess up to because he doesn't want to embarrass his wife, even though he already has, because everybody knows that he was fooling around. So, Jennifer, I'll defer to you on this one.
It seems, and I want to emphasize that this hasn't been confirmed yet.
Oh, no!
But
it'll be in the Happy Talk media.
Going into the meeting yesterday, because Republicans were caucusing to try to figure out who their candidate would be. And going into that meeting, Kevin McCarthy's like, yeah, I'm on it. It's going to be a good day. And then he came out going, you know, and about 30 minutes later, it's just not my time. Apparently, someone had written from South Carolina a letter saying, hey, we need to investigate the morals and the background of any candidate we put forth to Speaker of the House. Turns out that Kevin McCarthy has been linked to Renee Elmers, who's a congresswoman from the state of North Carolina, married as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's just the story. It's trending on Facebook right now that this could be the reason he dropped out so quickly, was to prevent further embarrassment for his family, and I'm sure for the family of Renee Elmers.
Makes sense. All right, so the color is drained out of his face. Now the other options include cough, cough, Paul Ryan. He's the only other option.
It's like a house of cards.
Nobody else is an option, but both of them don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Ryan, I think Ryan can be convinced, hopefully. He's the only one that can bring them all together.
But you know who else there is, has offered up their services?
Newtster.
Yeah.
The Newtster.
You don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House.
That's right. You can be anybody.
Very interesting, because Newt was able to work with, look at Newt. Look what Newt did.
He was big friends with Bill.
He worked with
Bill. Here's a contract with America, and Bill's like, oh, I like that.
Right.
I think I'm going to do this.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think he'd be interesting to pursue, but here's the thing with Paul Ryan. He's very young. He wants to run for the presidency at some point.
Right, so good way
and
for him to do it.
If he says no to this, I think it kind of puts a mark on him, right?
Yeah.
So at some point, I think
he's
he'll get pressured into
it.
Because it looks bad if the Republicans can't find one person, and they're going in, I mean, you're going into an election year, if the Republicans in Congress can't find one person that everybody can agree on, I think they don't win again in 2016. And so they're going to find someone besides Newt Gingrich to come in, even though that would be a great option.
Why can't people just tell the truth? Especially when you look at the young voters coming along whose number one thing is authenticity. Why do these people not
get
it?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Authenticity in both their work life and their personal life?
Everything. These people are going to be judged, like it or not. The news media is going to come in, and they're going to dig around till they find some dirt. Or people who are, they hire people like Peter, The Good Wife. What's his last name? Peter, the governor of...
The guy in The Good Wife.
Chris Noth.
Yeah, okay, we got you.
Yeah, so anyway, so he's got a good chief of staff who knows how to dig up the dirt. And if you look around the movie, to the television show Scandal, chief of staff there, digging up the dirt. That's apparently, look at Madam Secretary, chief of staff there, digs up the dirt. That's what they do. So they're digging up the dirt. And now along comes, according to the trending box at DougStephan.com, Donald Trump, who takes credit for Kevin McCarthy dropping out. How's that work? How's that working? How's it as a present tense or past tense with him? He said, what, Kenny? What's Donald Trump saying about his role in the Kevin McCarthy mess?
Oh, Trump's terrific. He says that they're giving me a lot of credit because I said you really need someone very, very tough and very smart. And
McCarthy's
neither
of those.
This guy is it. So he said that beforehand, and now he says since McCarthy stepped down, it's because of
right.
Trump saying that.
Yeah. Let's blame Donald Trump for that one.
Donald Trump.
I love Donald in the springtime.
Yeah.
Also trending at DougStephan.com today, Russian cruise missiles intended for targets in Syria have hit Iran instead. So is this going to pull them up short? Will the Russians have to or do they even care? That would be, I mean, it's nice they hit Iran. Maybe they can knock out the Ayatollah, who yesterday said, no more negotiations with America. We've got the deal. If they don't like it, they can lump it. After all, I am the Ayatollah. That would be a Saturday Night Live skit with him.
Oh, there's been plenty.
Have there?
Sure.
That hat he wears looks like an Eskimo. You notice that? Why does he wear that hat? It's hot in Iran. Why does he wear that hat? It's really hot.
You know, I don't think that the people... This is... Okay, totally side note. Can I distract you for a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't think the people in Iran actually have heat receptors built into their body.
Really?
Because it gets really hot there. Like 120 degrees in Iran, right?
Mm.
And you still have these women, I know they have to, walking around in these...
The burqas?
Oh, my God.
Right.
And you have the men. I mean, even the men are got the hat on and the robes.
Yeah,
and
it protects them from the sun, the sand, the everything.
Dude, break out the thongs.
Right. And the other item that's trending big time at DougStephan.com, Mrs. Clinton is opposed to the TPP.
Speaking of thongs.
Yeah.
But she was
before she was against it.
Well, you know, people have a right to change their minds. She was listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program this week and realizes how bad the Trans-Pacific Partnership is for the American family farmer and has decided that it would be best for her to follow in my footsteps and oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership for all kinds of reasons, and I'm not being facetious. This is probably, and there have been a lot of bad legislation and deals that have come down in the last 15 years or so, this is the worst of any or all of them I have seen. This, I was not that displaced by NAFTA, even though after 20 years of it being in place, it looks like
it didn't work.
It didn't work well, so why are you going to put another one together? What is there about your ego?
And this is like supersized NAFTA.
This is awful. There ought not to be even any discussion about this. It's so bad for America. So bad. It's like these people are trying to destroy the country. It gives more weight and balance to those who would say that this guy, he's all the things and worse that you who don't like him have said about him. Never mind whether he's a Muslim or not, whether he was born in America, all that stuff aside. The way that he positions things does make an average person who might be looking in from the outside wonder, is this guy the president of the country or is he the destroyer? Remember how George Bush decided he was the decider? He used to say, I'm the decider. This guy is the destroyer.
You know, it's really a weird time. I was just talking with the boys off the air. Yeah. I think that politics has become so polarized, and politicians are applauded for being strident. And I think
that's what the right wing of the Republican Party wants to have a speaker. We're going to get done with that.
You're seeing it on both sides. I mean, the Republicans are just doing it publicly.
Elizabeth Warren,
they're in
please.
Front of. But yeah, you've got a lot of people. Look at Bernie Sanders, not necessarily the most central guy, but, you know, he's winning and he's doing
well.
But he's
speaking to the issues, however, that most people are upset about, no matter whether you're left or right.
But at some point, I think that we're going to realize that, okay, the answer isn't just, you know, shut down the government. That's not the answer. We've got to figure out someone who can come in and unite again.
Bring
I truly don't know who that candidate is.
Bring back Newt.
I'm down with the Newtster.
Bring back Newt.
He might be able to actually get some deals done.
I just like saying
done.
Newt.
Yeah.
Newt.
Especially around Halloween. Don't we put Newt into our witch's brew?
Newt.
I have Newt.
I have Newt.
Newt.
I knew you would like a little song.
All right. So the situation in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, at the Hajj. Remember, yours truly, Doug Stephan, said on the air the first day of that fiasco that there will be hundreds of people who will die because every year, the news media just hasn't really, for whatever the reason, this year they decided to get on it. They've never really been on it. But this number, 1,400 people were stamped to death, trampled during this trip to the holy city of Mecca the last couple of weeks. 600 more people may be dead. They don't even know where they are. So 2,000 people are the victims of this crazed need for these people to go to the fountain of religion, to Mecca, and praise Allah. And then in the name of Allah, 2,000 of them, they just push them over.
Why don't they do it like we do it? Just watch it on TV on Sunday mornings and send a check.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea, Richie.
Oh, why not?
Think about that.
Comfy.
Yeah.
Just have people that are not.
I couldn't. The Ayatollah never, have been over there. They could have stamped him.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why Saudi Arabia, who has like all the money ever, can't put more security up to make sure that people aren't getting trampled to death, right?
It costs money.
Well, they've got it.
I know, but they want to use it to buy a new. Rolls Royce SUV or a new plane, something important like that. Yeah. They're going to be. That's the next place for a revolt. You wait and see. Saudi Arabia go up. All right, let's see. Where are we? At 44 past the hour. Jennifer Horn is teeing up to do the television report.
I'm going off the grid today.
Are you really?
Uh-huh. I've got news that you've not even heard yet.
You mean about Netflix?
No, I've got better news.
There is. The Netflix news.
When you have info that he hasn't heard.
The Netflix news is not good.
No, it's not. Right. But
so you have good news.
All right. Sure.
Okay, Jennifer has good news in a moment here on Good Day.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone. Why?
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live. It's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camil, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partner with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
All right, it's 47 past the hour. We have 57 channels that have nothing on.
Not more than that, Dougie.
All right, we start with the good news, the bad news, Jen.
Let's get the bad news out of the way. Netflix, which, you know, a lot of people are using now for content, is raising the price because everybody is using it, using said service. They're going to be upping the cost of their subscription by $1 a month to $9.99 for new customers in the U.S., Canada, and parts of Latin America, following a similar move in Europe earlier this year. Sure. Existing customers will have a grace period of varying lengths before prices go up for them. So if you're a new customer, prices go up right away. Existing customers, it'll take a little while. Either way, you're getting stuck with an extra dollar a month.
An extra buck?
An extra buck a month.
So how many subscribers do they have?
Oh, a lot.
Wow.
That's a scientific term.
A lot of money, yeah. Okay.
A lot. Yeah. All right, so I love the show The Voice. I wish that you guys all liked it, too, because then we could talk about it.
Because of the hoochie-coo going on between...
Stop it. I don't want to talk about it.
It looks like that's a real thing, though, right?
I know. Well, they're both just freshly divorced, and Blake Shelton's supposed to come and marry me, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't see them being together. They're just, I mean...
They're a little different.
They're very different.
But Adam Levine, another one of the judges on The Voice, also the headline singer of Maroon 5, he's found a new protege. He's been working in the studio with Joe Pesci, of all people. Apparently, Joe is really focused on music right now. And so he went to Adam Levine and said, help me out. And so the two of them have been working on some songs and recording.
Didn't he
some
sing?
Stuff together.
Now,
he's
remember
been singing,
back to your, remember back to your, the what is it, the Four Seasons play? Was it the Jersey Boys?
Yeah.
He was their original manager. Joe Pesci was the Jersey Boys original manager, remember?
Yeah.
And he was friends with all those guys.
Yeah, right. But he's sung in some movies and TV shows, right?
I don't remember ever seeing him sing.
I bet you if you Google Joe Pesci sings, huh?
For laughs, though.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I guess he's been in the audience at The Voice. He loves the show and is a good friend of Adam's now. All right. Also, speaking of reality TV, Dancing with the Stars, one of the contestants that just got booted off, not because of her dancing, but because of her health, Kim Zolciak, was on Good Morning America this week. And she talked about the fact she did not know she had this this heart problem. She had a minor stroke that revealed that she had PFO, which is a hole in her heart. She's had it her whole life. Never known it, and so after the show, she got the hole closed. Also going on in TV news, Rosie O'Donnell, former host of The View, tweeted a very weird quote after her daughter gave an interview about, her daughter ran away. And
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Thank you. Daughter ran away. Apparently, Rosie said it was because she was mentally ill. The daughter said, no, it's because you kicked me out. Rosie said she's going to grow.
51 after.
Without her daughter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Come to the right place. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel is here with a focus on what Disney did those no good SOBs this week. What about premium economy seating? Where do I go to enjoy the bad weather months? And there's an airline rating system at airlineratings.com that you may be interested in knowing about. Let's see how much ground we can cover here with Pauline in a moment on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's welcome Pauline Frommer on the Good Day program. Pauline, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right. So it may not be happy for those people who have planned a trip with the family to Disney because they raised their season prices by a whopping 31%. How do they? Well, they get away with it because they're Disney, right?
They get away with it because they're overcrowded and people still have fondness for Disney, but that may change. That may change. It now costs over $1,000 to get an annual pass, an increase of 31%, and that's on top of the increase just this past summer, which made the daily price over $100 for the first time. And that's for everyone in the family because Disney describes adults as anyone over the age of, I think it's 8 now. So they're going to get you. They're going to get you.
User-friendly, yeah. All right,
coming
so,
and going. Sit down at a restaurant. The entree prices are like $40 now.
Well, that's
crazy
a good problem
stuff
to have when you have to raise your prices to try and keep the people out. Ouch. Because you're too crowded.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what they said. That's their excuse. Mm. So they have all this extra money. Are they paying their people more? Nope. Those characters, most of them are making less than $10 an hour to be in those hot, sweaty suits all day. Oh.
And they don't wash their underwear either, I've been told.
All
right, so here, let's move to another area of concern. In the travel world, we are free. I'm a frequent American flyer. I don't like American, but I have so many miles, it makes it easy for me to upgrade. If I'm planning on going overseas, however, I probably wouldn't enjoy the experience as much as I might many of the other non-American carriers. This AirlineRatings.com in-flight experience poll shows, I guess, something is not much of a surprise. You travel with your dad all over the world. You're not surprised by
I'm with my family. I'm married, so I don't always go with my father.
Yeah, okay.
I think my husband wouldn't like that much, but anyway.
So these ratings, no surprise, right?
I mean, you have to realize you have a lot of countries, especially the oil-rich ones, that are subsidizing their national airlines. And so you fly on Emirates, for example, you get a darn good experience. You have like 1,000 channels of TV, really comfortable seats, decent food, but that's being underwritten by the government.
Yeah, so that's the that's the beef here. Yeah, Singapore Airlines, Qantas, making the top 10, the Asian Airlines, but you've just said what really is applicable. But the average person doesn't care, right?
No.
Why would you care? I just want a comfortable flight.
Exactly, and why should they care? I mean, to be honest, our American carriers, and right now we live in an era of monopoly, four carriers control over 80% of the market.
Yep.
So they can do whatever they want. They're actually making record profits right now.
Yep.
Because the cost of a barrel of oil is so much less, I think 57% less.
Yep.
Are the consumers getting 57% discounts?
No way. Look at the prices. I was talking about this last week. If you are booking now for anything between Thanksgiving and New Year's, you will be flabbergasted at how much it costs. Twice what it did during the off peak months. Summertime was expensive. This is even crazier.
And what irks me is not so much the costs, because if you look at those with the rate of inflation, they're not that much higher than they have been for decades, to be honest.
Yeah.
But what irks me are all those extra charges,
yep,
like $200 change fees and $25 to check a bag.
Yeah.
You know, the airlines have made it so uncomfortable, you want to pay them extra just to make it a decent experience.
Pauline, thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.